Live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for over 65 years. They are open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. They are currently hiring for daytime and evening shifts. Apply in person Wednesday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. till 8. Must be able to work 3 days a week, just 10 minutes south of Emporia in Opie. It's the Opie Chicken House.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us here on this Friday morning, 7:27, 48 degrees on our way to 75. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Director Lucas Perez Leahy. WEACT has a couple of upcoming murder mystery performances, a couple of dinners later on this month, which is not too far away. And we'd like to welcome Lucas to our primetime newsmaker. Lucas, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ron. How are you?
Doing good, thanks.
Well, Lucas, you've got a couple of performances. Let's talk a little bit about Murder on the Oriental Rug, Murder Most Foul, the way it sounds. What's the plot here for this?
Absolutely. So as your listeners might pick up on, it's a spoof of the famous Agatha Christie novel, and it's about a traveling company of actors putting on a play called Murder on the Oriental Rug, which is about a sort of mad scientist, Dr. Overy, who has spent his life dedicated to finding a cure for hot flashes for menopausal women. He's doing experimentations, and because of it, someone dies. However, it's a play within a play, as I mentioned. So none of the actors have been paid. Four of them find out that they're never actually going to Broadway. They're going to be replaced, so they quit. The director invents an elaborate lie that they've been in a car accident and are being held ransom. And so the show must go on in order to pay the ransom. So actors then are forced to double up on roles, and it turns from a drama into a comedy. There is an actual murder within the actual play, not just the play within the play, by the end of the show. And the thing that's really exciting about these shows, Ron, is that it pays to pay attention. So at the end of the play, audience members will get to vote on who they think did it and why. And if you vote correctly, you'll be entered into a drawing to win one of three gift baskets that we'll have for folks.
Nice. So I wondered if there's audience participation with this one.
It sounds entertaining.
So what's part of the,
Absolutely.
What's in the dinner basket or the gift baskets, since we were on that topic?
Sure. So we've got some gifts from local businesses, as well as some, I don't want to give too much away, but there'll be some crafts made by WEACT board members. A lot of stuff that will take you up and down commercial, having a good time.
Okay, so October 25th and 27th, a couple of murder mystery dinner performances by WEACT. When do things get started, the 25th and 27th?
Absolutely. So it is theater with a dinner, or on Sunday, theater with a lunch. So doors open on Friday the 25th at 6 p.m. You can come and get your Bobby D's. Bobby D's is included with the price of your ticket, which is only $30. And then doors will open at noon on Sunday. The show will get going at 7:30 and 1:30, respectively.
Okay, so in both performances at the Granada Theater, again, Friday evening and Sunday afternoon. Lucas, let's talk a bit about kind of the run-up for the show. And, let's talk a little bit about the practices, how many people you've got on board and kind of what the practices have been like.
Absolutely. So we've got six actors, including myself. I happen to be in the play as well. And then we've got a stage manager, who has been absolutely killing it, and an assistant stage manager. The rehearsals so far have been just a blast. I think we're all having a really good time. I mean, it's a comedy, you know, and comedy is harder than it looks. There's a saying in the theater, dying is easy, but comedy is hard, because you have to play something ridiculously, very seriously. But it's a really good time, you know, we're laughing a bunch, we're cutting up. I think everyone's enjoying it. And right now we are in the home stretch, so I'd be lying if I said things weren't getting stressful as we try to juggle all the behind-the-scenes moving pieces. But we're really rounding home base at this point, so it should be a good time.
Where can we get our tickets? How can we get those, Lucas?
Absolutely. So probably the easiest way to get them is to go to our Facebook page, just search REACT, and our most recent post has a link to the ticketing platform that we use. So you go to that link, and you go through and you buy tickets. Now, I do want to say that we are sold out for Friday. However, right now, I checked before the interview, we have 13 seats left for Sunday. So if anyone listening right now is interested in attending, I'd encourage you to go ahead and jump on that and get your tickets as soon as possible. Because at this rate, we will sell out.
Well, that's good. Good to hear you got a Friday sellout, mm-hmm. and just a few seats left for the Sunday performance of REACT's Murder Mystery. Coming up again, we're with the show director, Lucas Perez Leahy, with us here this morning on KVOE's Primetime Newsmakers. So, yeah, good to see that interest is high and should be a couple of very entertaining delicious performances coming up on Friday and Sunday, the 25th and 27th of October. So what's new with REACT? What do you have after this? Anything on the horizon, Lucas?
Absolutely. So the newest thing with REACT, and anyone who attended our last show, Charlie Brown, well, technically our last show was Shakespeare in the Park, but our last full production, right, was Charlie Brown, the musical. Anyone who attended that will know that we have a new home. We used to be in the Arts Council, and now we are in the Granada, which is just a gorgeous, as everyone knows, an incredibly beautiful space. We're so privileged and lucky to get to make theater on that stage and in that space, and the Granada staff and their volunteers have been simply amazing and accommodating us and working with us to make this partnership work. So that's sort of the most exciting thing for us right now. In terms of what's on the horizon, I'll leave you hanging a little bit on that. We are in the process of developing our season, and we'll be announcing it in the coming month or so.
Good deal. Well, in case people would like to get involved with REACT, how do they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if it's on Facebook, send us a message. You can also email us at REACTPRES, that's REACTPRES, at gmail.com. We do our best to respond to both relatively quickly, and we will be, we always post when we've got, auditions coming up or anything like that. And, you know, if anyone wants to dive right in and help volunteer for the run of an actual show, not too late to get plugged into Murder on the Oriental Rug. Just reach out on Facebook or by email, and we'll get you spun up.
Sounds good. Well, Lucas, best of luck here. Break a leg next couple of performances that you got, and we'll talk to you again soon.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Again, our guest here today is Lucas Perez Leahy. REACT's upcoming Murder Mystery, October 25th, is sold out, close to sold out on the 27th, so go to the REACT Facebook page for more. Monday's newsmaker guests are Josh and Marianne Graves. We're talking about the new food schedule at Abundant Harvest, plus fall and winter needs at Abundant Harvest, the Emporia Rescue Mission, Shiloh Home of Hope. We are full on our newsmaker spots until October 30th.
All right, KVOE Live and Local. Thank you, Chuck, and our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Opie Chicken House. 735, 48 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Did you know Jack's Lawn and Pool has more than just pool and spa supplies? Check out their great selection of barbecue sauces, rubs, and seasonings, as well.